objects and stories from Australian life.
This is us. Life Boy.
When a big event takes place, we often remember the broad brushstrokes, the slogans or phrases that get printed and repeated.
I can't remember one single issue which has more transformed politics.
We will decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
No one could have predicted the dramatic sea change ahead.
At dawn, August 24th in 2001, a 20-metre wooden fishing boat, the Palapa One, with 438 people, 369 men, 26 women and 43 children, became stranded in international waters about 140 kilometres north of Christmas Island. They were mainly Hazaras from Afghanistan. The MV Tampa was a container ship owned and operated by a Norwegian shipping company. On August 26th, 2001, the MV Tampa's crew rescued hundreds of asylum seekers from that stranded fishing boat in international waters off Christmas Island and attempted to bring them to Australia. A few weeks later, when media reporting about Tampa was at its peak, it was alleged that some of the people on the ship had thrown their children overboard as a way to be taken onto Australian maritime vessels to make it to the Australian mainland. If you heard those reports, you might have pictured a life buoy, like this one. This life buoy was part of the safety equipment used on the MV Tampa. The asylum seekers became stranded on the Tampa when it was refused entry into Australian territorial waters. Many were in poor health, so the ship's captain decided to enter Australian waters after making repeated requests for assistance. The government responded by dispatching 45 SAS troops to board the ship and prevent it from sailing any closer to Christmas Island. The Tampa affair, the images of 438 people crammed together on their small, damaged ship, wearing life vests of men, women and children, crowded on board the deck of the cargo ship, seeking refuge, forced Australia to think about some big questions. Guitarists and composers Slava and Leonard Gregorian have written a piece of music in response to this item, this life buoy, which is part of the collection at the National Museum of Australia. Here's Slava.
Lenny and I have very strong feelings about the events that happened. It's quite amazing to reflect on where we are now after the Tampa affair and how it changed border security in Australia thereafter. I think that I was very moved by it at the time with our particular background with our own family, the idea of, you know, Australia being a beacon of hope and possibilities was kind of shattered through these events, and the Tampa was right at the beginning of it.
So many people have come to Australia by boat, and Slava, as you mentioned, your own family came to Australia from Kazakhstan. Why did you choose this particular object, and how does it help us to keep these questions in our hearts and minds?
I think the idea that we need to remember and talk about it more, that'll help us make better decisions in the future. I think learning from history is paramount here.
That's Slava Gregorian, and here is the Gregorian Brothers' musical reflection on this object. It's called Desperation.
Thank you.
Desperation, written and performed by the Gregorian Brothers. I'm Alice Keith, and This Is Us, a musical reflection of Australia, was commissioned by the National Museum of Australia to mark their 20th anniversary. Head to the ABC Classic website to view the objects, find out more, and buy the Gregorian Brothers album featuring all of the music in the project.